butt. So that the teeth have to get back into place. Now, on your program, it says, where are the snows of yesteryear? And this is for those erudite people, much you will know that line. It comes from a French poem, an old French poem, which has really nothing to do with snow. But it got me thinking, where indeed are the snows of yesteryear? Has climate change seen off snowy winters? Is our weather changing? And here are my thoughts on the subject. Far is the snaw that arrived every year. It files would come up to your knees. The hard frosty nights made your chill legs a sect, and you either a cough and a wheeze. Far are the long summer holiday times, when you trail to the shore for some fun, with a sea on your tays and sand in your clays, you thought the best days had come. The autumn and spring, in the meaning they did, when the geese gid or calm on the wing, when time the leaves fall, and the swallows awar, can we tell that the seasons will bring? It seems that our weather has gained upside down. Summer's calm, and the winter is hot. We get storms all the time, but it just should be fine. And the rain's pouring down quite a lot. When the farmers need sun, they get nothing but rain. When the crops need some water, there's none. The wind's a real blah, or there's nothing at all. And your washing's nae dry yet again. So fit could we be with the weather we've got? Is there any way we can survive? If it's rainy or fair, what on earth can you wear to make sure that you come out alive? We will just need to be like the scouts and the guides. Their motto is in we should see. Take a brolic and gloves, a thick scarf that you love, and you're set for a long summer's day. For the winter, I'd sport a bikini. Make sure that your midriff is bare. Get down to your sack for your place on the ark. So for wind, rain or snow, be prepared.